pet chaise.
Man. Is that our bumper? Just you going, bitches?
It is now. Brand new from Raw, that was a song called Jezebel off of their upcoming album Intercorrupted, which comes out not tomorrow, but next Friday. I think I misspoke last week and I said it was going to come out tomorrow, but it is not coming out tomorrow. It is coming out next Friday. They have a live stream event that's happening. You can check out their Facebook page for more information. My name is Austin. This is Greg.
Hello.
We are turning it up again, and welcome to the show.
We almost died today.
Little spin. Yeah. So here's the thing. Y'all, everyone listening to this on the radio, y'all live in Fort Wayne, right? Okay. So let me give you a little tip. When you're going through roundabouts, let's say, for example, the roundabout that, you know, connects Wells to Superior to Fairfield to Ewing, you know, and, you know, you're entering the roundabout, right? You therefore have the right of way. So if you're coming up to a roundabout and you see that yield sign, which, you know, stands for prepare to stop, do everybody a favor and be prepared to stop. That is how a truck almost like T-boned us, because have your signals on. If you're going around the roundabout, obviously have your left turn signal on. If you are coming up on the exit that you're that you need, flip it over to the right turn signal. That is supposed to let other drivers know what you plan on doing. And if you're coming up to the roundabout and you're about, you know, you're getting ready to enter it, stop at the white line, because, you know, that's what that's for.
Yeah.
If there is a car in that roundabout, you stop. That yield sign becomes a stop sign. I really need people to understand this, because I have this issue at this specific roundabout almost every week that I come down here. And I'm gonna really need to, like, not have to enter. I would really like to just not enter that roundabout without fear of dying.
Yeah, because this F-250 almost T-boned us.
Yeah, it was
like, that's a big truck.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And also, I really hope that dude, like, got a flat tire or something, because that was ridiculous. But anyway, rant over for the day. I'm sure we'll come up with something later on today. I don't know. Do we have an AITA for the day?
I thought we were just going to randomly pick one and cold read it.
Hey, I mean, you know, it worked really well last week. So let us know if you enjoyed it. Of course, turn it up again on all social media except for Facebook, because Facebook is a cesspool and deserves to die, as far as I'm concerned.
That's fair.
I'll try to switch up my distaste for Facebook, like, every week or something, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, enough being mad at people, though. Not that I'll ever stop being mad at people, just because that's, like, my thing now. Exciting things happened last Friday.
Yes.
So, we had two album releases, one of which I have yet to actually listen to, which maybe by the time this airs, I'll probably listen to it, but there's a fat chance, because I'm super obsessed with this record that just came out on Friday, and I know a lot of people who are. The new A Day to Remember record came out after 5 years.
Five?
5 years. Their last record was 2016. Yeah. It was Bad Vibrations. And that's the album that had Paranoia on it. 5 years since we've had new A Day to Remember.
Like, Paranoia, that's the one that has the pre-chorus to Crush, 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 right?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Which is one of my favorite A Day to Remember songs, too. But yeah, 5 years, and we finally have a new A Day to Remember record.
My favorite A Day to Remember songs include Downfall of Us All, mm-hmm, and half of this new record.
Pretty much. Paranoia. Yeah. Like, listening to this record, oh my God, if you have not listened to the A Day to Remember record, it's on
YouTube.
You're
going to.
You're going to listen to half the record.
Our favorite songs.
Yeah, pretty much. But it starts with, the record doesn't start with this one. The record starts with a song called Brick Wall, which is like kind of 50-50 on whether people like it or not. It was a little different, but it was also nothing I wouldn't expect out of A Day to Remember. And I still very much love it. Our friend Kenway from In Ghost, who we'll talk about next hour, he actually hates the song. And I'm just like, It's why? Like, you elitist. I'm gonna start calling him Elite Way because he throws out these opinions, and I'm just
I'm so glad I'm not a mod in his Discord, because I would go change his name to that right now.
Oh god, I want to so bad. But anyway, so we are going to go ahead and kind of take a dive into some of the new songs that came off of the record. We started the show with Resentment, which has been out for a while now, which has been so far one of my favorite songs up until Everything We Need came out. That was like one of my favorite songs on the record. This song, I'm not calling it yet. By the time this airs, I might be calling it, but this song, I would say is contender for like my favorite song on the record. But this song is called Bloodsucker, and just enjoy it, please. Bitches.
Man. Man. Is that our bumper? Just you going, bitches?
It is now. That whole thing is our bumper now. Oh, boy. But anyway.
FYM, a day to remember.
I am so in love with how tongue-in-cheek that song is. It makes me so happy every single time I hear it. Like, there's just so much good that happens in that thing. Like, my favorite line, and you know what, screw it, I'm gonna edit myself, but, like, I can't not talk about this line, because it's just, like, this is a song that they wrote for the working man. But my favorite part comes in the second verse. Just the whole second verse, really, honestly. I'd leave today, I'd change my number, won't hesitate, and y'all can tell the boss, fuck you, I resignate. Auto reply permanently on holiday, take me off your chain. As someone who was all, like, who was for a very short time, and actually does miss it a little bit, like, being on, you know, like an email chain and having, you know, an auto reply and everything, because I used to work at a bank. Just that line just speaks to my soul, and I appreciate it so much. Like, don't get me wrong, I miss my job. Like I really do. But, like, it still, at the same time, like, that just, and then there's the chorus. Just wait till I get some money. Like, that's just so wholesome. And it's just so good. And then before that, we had Last Chance to Dance. If you thought the Resentment breakdown was heavy, literally.
Well, no, it's who, as in who's going to carry the casket. Yeah,
like, but still, like, like,
it, I propose just that, we bring back God. The Harlem Shake and do it to that breakdown.
Oh, God. So just, like, it wouldn't be the Harlem Shake anymore, though. It'd be, like, the mosh pit or, like, the something pit. Last Chance to Pit or something.
Right. But the idea where everyone's just kind of standing there as it builds up to the breakdown, and then as soon as it drops, everyone just goes crazy.
Right. Which, I mean, granted, I mean, you could do that, honestly, with really anything. However, like, that breakdown, though. So, as much as we do love the new A Day to Remember record, if we just kept playing it, we would just be playing it twice, like, for the show. And we do have some other songs to get to, like, speaking of new records, as soon as Tyler finishes up with the new I Prevail record, these guys are going to fly out to California and ideally finish the next Danger Kids record.
I'm clapping, not fapping.
Is that our bumper? There are no... We are recording this at the Allen County Public Library. There is nothing inappropriate happening at the Allen County Public Library. I promise you that. Anyway.
Bitches.
Bitches. Anyway, this is Danger Kids with Blacklist on Turn It Up Again, WELT. Ava Under Fire, Heroin, Turn It Up Again, WELT. And we're at the end of the hour.
Yes, we are.
We certainly are. Well, anyway, Ava Under Fire, they have a single that's supposed to come out sometime in the summer. They have a record that's supposed to come out sometime in the fall. And I have been given the green light by one Mr. Christopher Slabnick to say that he said October is when the record should be coming out.
Good. I was about to be like, are we allowed to say it?
I specifically asked because he made a post on his personal Facebook about the record. And, you know, just kind of like, oh, I can't believe that we have this record coming out. You know, like the first single, I think he said June was going to be about when the first single was going to come out. And then the record he posted, like in his original post, it said it was supposed to be around October. And I was like, so I probably shouldn't talk about this on a radio show that maybe two people listen to. He's like, no, talk about all you want. I'm like, okay. But that was the Heroin is the first single that we have gotten from that record. I am super.
It was also on the Snow Baby soundtrack.
It is on the Snow Baby soundtrack. Better Noise Music is out there to like conquer the rock music scene. And I'm just saying that I'm all for it. I mean, they're not going to. I don't foresee them touching, you know, labels like Atlantic or anything like that. But I'm very excited. I love the bands that are on Better Noise. Not obviously just Dave Under Fire, but they're also responsible for Five Finger Death Punch, who, you know, their recorded music is great. Hopefully the quarantine has given them time to, like, you know, overhaul their set like I keep wanting them to do. But hey, you know, their fans love what their fans love. And at the end of the day, it's all about their fans, which is mostly not me. But you have Papa Roach on there, Motley Crue is on there. Not that I expect anything new coming out of them, but hey, you know, Motley Crue's on there. Let's see, who else am I thinking of? My friends in a band called The Funeral Porch is on there. They're finishing up their record. I think they just recorded strings for the record this week. So cool. That was super dope. I think all the vocals are done too.
I can't wait until we're in a situation where we can just record strings.
I'm just saying, Better Noise Music, we're definitely...
I think Five Finger's on there too.
Yeah, I was talking about Five Finger.
Oh.
I think you were looking at something on your phone. But I went through my diatribe of how I hope the quarantine gave them enough time to, you know, overhaul their set like I keep asking them to. Yeah.
Probably
but yeah.
not.
But yeah, like, I mean, Better Noise Music has all of, like, the big major players that aren't, like, Shinedown and Godsmack and bands that have been doing it. Like, the big modern bands that, you know, are, like, you know, shooting up there, Better Noise Music has them on there. And if they open for Five Finger Death Punch, they have a pretty good chance of, you know, making something of themselves.
Fire from the Gods.
Fire from the Gods, Nothing More. From Ashes to New, they're on Better Noise Music, and I saw them open for Five Finger. There's been a couple bands that I haven't really been into. I think Battlecross was one band that I saw with Five Finger that I never really got into.
I haven't heard them.
And then, like, oh, who else have I seen with Five Finger? Because I've seen Fire from the Gods with them, From Ashes to New.
I've only seen Five Finger in person once, and that was back in 2008.
Yeah, so that was before they started having, like,
because they made a big deal about it being, like, a homecoming show for, I think it was Chris, because somebody's from the Dayton area in the band.
Nice, yeah. I think we talked about this either personally or on the air, but a couple weeks ago, I told you that Jeremy Spencer, who originally started the band, is from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay.
I think it's like 3 or so hours south of here, something like that. But yeah, he's from Terre Haute, and
I think that was a personal conversation.
Probably a personal conversation that we had at home in our studio, but
yeah.
Either way, Better Noise Music, if they end up taking over the music scene, I am not opposed, because they are doing some really good stuff. Like, they have the Snow Babies movie, they have the Retaliators movie, which is coming out, I think, probably closer to Halloween, I would assume. But it's coming out a little later this year, which I'm super excited for, because it has Jacoby Shaddix in there. It has Amanda from Ava in there. Like, she's actually in the trailer, or in one of the trailers for the movie, and she reminds me a lot of Drew Barrymore. Like, just her, the character that she's playing, I don't know if it's just her acting style or the character or whatever, but she gave me big Drew Barrymore vibes from the trailer. But yeah, it has basically, like, every artist on Better Noise is, like, in the movie. Plus, they have the songs and whatnot.
Speaking of rock movies, we're supposed to be getting the Shinedown movie here soon.
Yeah, We should be getting the Sinai movie soon. We've had that for like the last 3 years. But
I mean, yes, but Brent was actually teasing it.
It is in the editing phases. I know that. It's either in the editing slash post-production phases.
Yeah, I think Brent said something next year.
Yeah, probably. So. I don't know. It keeps getting pushed back, so I've kind of written it off as when it happens, you know? And I think that's kind of the take that most people are taking it that know about the Shinedown movie, which, if you're not familiar, the Shinedown movie is a supposed to be a feature length adaptation of the record Attention Attention, because it's a story record. So I'm super excited to see how that turns out.
Same.
But anyway, like I said earlier, we're at the end of the hour. I know we keep talking about the A Day to Remember record that came out, and as far as I'm aware, this is like the only record that came out last Friday. There is another record. Ironically, this band has also not released music, released a record for 5 years. So it's actually quite a coink a dink. But I do want to listen to this record because I do genuinely enjoy these guys, and seeing them live is actually really good. I've only seen them once and it was from far away, but I would like to see them again. But anyway, taking us out of the hour, we'll come back after a couple PSAs and talk about something really exciting having way closer to home and for way less money. Well, for you. Not for me or us.
Yeah.
But
we're in over our heads, but
we really are. But we're hoping we're obviously not looking for a monetary ROI, but if we can just get people, especially with the with when it is, I'm kind of hoping that we're part of kind of a little bit of a resurgence.
Same.
That would be super cool. But we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. Taking us out of the hour, this is Chevelle. They have a new album called Niratias? Niratias? I forget. I know I've heard...
Niratas?
Niratas. Yeah, that's what it is. Pretty sure. Either way, it's a new Chevelle record, and I do enjoy this song. And once I finally stop obsessing over the A Day to Remember record, I'll probably go listen to this record. But this is the single off of that record. The song is called Self-Destructor. We'll be right back. And that was Vultures, Dayseeker. Turn it up again. Welcome back to the show. What?
No.
Why not?
You only get to do it once.
But like, this is the reinvention of Turn It Up Live, which is what this show was originally like truly named. It was Austin Wired Live for like a little bit, but then I added my boy AJ. Rest in peace.
He's not dead. He's just not part of the show anymore.
I really want this bit to catch on. That's all I'm asking. But anyway. Then he joined the show, so I named it Turn It Up Live, and then Turn It Up Live was actually good, so, you know, we went for a couple years, and then took the latter half, or, well, not even the latter half, like, about a year ago, honestly, is about when the last show of Turn It Up Live aired, and then we came back this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. 5 years of WELT in Fort Wayne. It's huge.
It is.
And I know I should be, talking about, like, the programs that are on WELT, and for real, like, it is definitely worth checking out. If you want to get to know Fort Wayne, like, by all means, there are so many incredible people that are running so many incredible programs on this station that are way better than us just, hopping on here and deciding which AITA Reddit post we're going to read for the day, and then cold reading it. Which is how we happened upon last week's with all the spelling errors. Like, the moment that you physically felt a facepalm, yeah, I still feel that facepalm every single time I think about it. I just want to throw that out there. Which, by the way, WELTFM.org, you can listen to the station live. You can also do a small dive into some of the programs that we have on here, because for the the last 2 weeks of programming is available on demand that you can stream right from the WELTFM.org site. So, did you find a Reddit video that we're going to read later?
I did.
All right, a Reddit video. Did you find a video we're going to read later?
I found the Reddit post we're going to read. It is currently the top post on Am I the A-Hole?
All right. Well, we will get to that. However, we've been teasing this all out, all show, and we might as well, like, come clean. It should be in What's Up by now, by the way. But we have announced, and we've been talking about it forever, so it's not really that big of a thing, but it really is. We have announced our wedding.
We have.
Yeah. It is going to be June 12th. And because we're weird and the only way that we were not just going to run to a courthouse real quick and just get it over with is if we decided to pick a rock show out of it. And that's exactly what we did. So June 12th at the Eclectic Room, completely free because we're not a-holes. We're not going to pay you to come see us get married. That's a great way for nobody to show.
We're not going to ask you to pay us.
Yeah. We're sinking a lot of money into this.
Yeah.
But it's going to be worth it because, it's very likely that this is going to be our first show. So who knows how that's going to go, just us personally. But we have the probably one and only performance of the last 2 years that Angosa is going to play, because they're projecting that they're not going to be able to tour until 2022. So that's next year. So over the course of 2 years, we will have the one show that that Angosa is going to play, and they're going to play for an hour just for us.
Yes.
And anybody who happens to show up. Like I said, it's completely free.
I should definitely have my Angosa tattoo by then, too. And Mike's going to cry.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to show him until the wedding.
Aw. Let's hope we don't see him before then. Which, it's likely that we're not, but because it's in 3 months. But actually, holy... 3 months to the day, because... Or no, 3 months... Yeah, almost 3 months to the day, because 3 months from tomorrow... Because today's the... we're airing on the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually...
3 months from tomorrow.
Yeah. But, yeah. So June 12th at the Eclectic Room, we're going to have Angosa play. We're going to play because we're obnoxious, and that's exactly how this whole thing started. We're going to have our boys in the Kickbacks play because they have been very, very kind to us, both as musicians and also as people. Like, they've done, various WELT things for us. One of the new songs they have, they actually wrote after doing a performance here. I think they did a small performance here. Like, just like... Chris and someone, either that or Chris was like helping somebody, I think, I don't remember, but they wrote a song over in the vegetable over in front of the main Welt studio. So I forget what song that is, actually. I want to say
it's Breakaway.
Was it Breakaway?
Yeah,
which they have a YouTube video for, but they are they're actually recording that, like, in a, you know, professional studio. And they're should be releasing something, hopefully, at some point. That's about all I know about that project. But if you go see them live, which you're going to have plenty of chances to, like when they open, because the Kickbacks are opening for Sabbath, right? Or is it Soda? I forget.
Soda's opening for Sabbath.
Is it Soda? I thought it was the Kickbacks.
No, it's Soda.
Because I know Soda's playing, like, a huge show.
It's all tribute bands.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes me a little sad. But then again, that would be the only reason I would pay... I don't trust anything.
Soda's right, the page that shared it. I know that much.
I still want to say it's the Kickbacks, though. Sabbath. No, it's the Kickbacks.
It is the Kickbacks.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly, because that's the only reason I would pay to see a tribute show.
Okay.
So yeah, the Kickbacks, they are, I have that here, March 20th, so here in a couple weeks, I think. It's a Saturday. But yeah, they're going to be at the Rockstar Lounge, which is a brand new venue here. But we're going to have them at our wedding. They're going to be playing our wedding. And these guys are going to be playing our wedding. They are also working on a new record. And I'm super excited to see what comes out of it. Because I've heard a couple songs from them. There's a song called Tin Roof that I really, really like. And Yeah, there's going to be a couple goodnesses. Yeah, we'll go with that. That's definitely what I was going to say. Sure. But super excited, though, because I miss these guys. I haven't seen them. We've seen their bassist.
They were our last show before things got locked down.
Yep. Yep. Almost a year to the day, because I think that's actually coming up here in like the next week or so.
Yeah.
So, woof. Talk about just sobering memories of innocence before we really knew what was going on. But anyway, yeah, like I said, June 12th at the Eclectic Room, completely free show. We're going to get married at some point during the show, so that's cool too. But we booked ourselves a show on a national venue, and we're having bands play as if we're all on tour. It's going to be something. It's definitely going to be fun, regardless of what happens. But these guys are a band called Haze and Soul, and this is their song called King Crusher off of their debut self-titled record. And essentially headlining our wedding, we have In Ghosts with their latest single, Defeat. And I think either like Thursday or Friday, they were teasing some stuff.
They were. They posted a thing and said, follow us on Spotify, because reasons.
Yeah. And I was like, hit me with that new stuff, Ghost Daddy. And, you know, obviously laugh reacting to it. But then he also made sure to reply with a GIF of Jimmy Fallon going, maybe. That I immediately stole because I needed it for a post that for a comment that someone else made, because the Eclectic Room is was running our teasers. We have a whole, like, we did a whole trailer for this thing.
Yeah, we did, which and you can see on Facebook
and YouTube and yeah, all that stuff. Our friend Joyce commented, and she's like, hey, I thought that was you. Because I think I either shared that. We also got Mid-American on board.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-American.
On the Eclectic Room one, you posted, oh, crap, it me.
Yeah. And then Joyce is like, I thought it was you. I assume you're involved. I'm like, maybe. But anyway, so you have a Reddit post.
I do.
And we're going to cold read it because this has apparently become a thing and I'm okay with it.
All right. AITA for telling my rich parents that my lower class friends and their families are better people than they could ever dream of being. I'll start by saying that I'm a 17-year-old male. Both my parents are very successful lawyers, and we live in a super nice house. They've given me everything I could ask for, but they're not exactly there for me emotionally. I can't remember the last time we ate dinner together or had a decent conversation. Most of the time, they're not even home, and it's just me. I feel like a ghost in my own house. Hold on to that. Because that's a good line.
Ghost in my own house?
Yeah.
Got it. I'll forget that.
Write it down. We moved to a new town not too long ago, and my parents enrolled me in the more exclusive private school in the area. I've gone to private schools my entire life, but my experience at this school was horrible. I'm short, effeminate looking, and obviously gay. The only reason I didn't get my ass seriously kicked was because my parents are rich.
And lawyers. Let's not forget that.
I begged my parents to switch schools, but they were hesitant because the only other option was public schooling. I finally escaped the private school of circle jerking and enrolled in this new school. I guess I should mention that a few years ago, this school district expanded their enrollment zone to slightly cover a lower income area, which resulted in a handful of students from low income families being enrolled. My first few days at this new school were brutal, with a lot of the same problems following me, until I ran into Garfield. It's a family name. I swear he's not named after a cat. He spoke up and said he would love to be my lab partner when no one else would. We quickly became friends, and he introduced me to his childhood friend, also attending the school, named Eduardo. Since my parents are so distant to begin with, they never noticed me spending so much time with my new friends. Garfield's mother is a waitress and his dad is a construction worker. Eduardo's mother cleans houses and his dad works odd jobs, such as driving for Uber. Both of their families are amazing and involved. I started dating Garfield and had real friends for the first time ever. Both Garfield and Eduardo have come over to my house about twice and met my parents. The other day, my mother pulled me over and casually mentioned that I was spending a lot of time with that blonde boy, Garfield, and the Hispanic kid. She asked what their families did and where they lived, so I told her. She immediately became upset and said I was aiming way below my abilities and these were not the kind of influences I need in my life. I asked why, and she said we just live different types of lives and I'll understand when I'm older. I freaked out and said both of them and their families have been there more for me in 6 months than I've... in the 6 months that I've known them than my parents ever have, and that they're cold, unfeeling snobs. My mom started crying and said public school had changed me for the worst. I've never seen her cry before, and I'm starting to feel horrible. AITA for saying they're rich hypocrites and that my friends' families are better.
Eat the rich.
Eat the effing rich.
Like, no, of course not. Because let's be real, blood or not, if someone is being out of line, you as a human have a right to tell them you're out of line.
I would say it's not just a right, it's a responsibility.
Yeah, and agreed, yes. Like rich people irk me. Like,
not all rich people irk
me. Not all rich people.
The fact that some of them are rich irks me.
Yeah.
But, like, as people, there are some actual decent human beings.
Yeah, like, don't you dare lay a hand on Taylor Swift and free Britney Spears. Okay?
Taylor Swift's okay. Free Britney. And, like, Devin Stone. If you're familiar with the YouTube channel Legal Eagle.
Yeah.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, fantastic. Pink.
Pink's incredible.
A quality human being. Dave Grohl.
The absolutely.
Greatest human being on the planet currently. Like, you know.
There are good rich people.
There are good reach people.
Yes.
There are good
Jeff Bezos of the world deserve chopped into a wood chipper.
At the very least, like, they could just, you know, get over themselves and not, you know, require their freaking, you know, mansions or whatever. Like, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, A, that's just, what are you doing with all that space? I have to know.
But
as a simple-minded person, why do you need 86 rooms in your personal home? What do you use those rooms for? They can't all be guest rooms, because that turns you into a hotel. Suddenly, we've discovered the foundation of Airbnb. But, like, still, just it, the mentality of rich people bother me. And I understand, like, having more money than you as a human being needs, that does something to you. Like,
yeah,
even
like we're squarely middle class. And,
like, even if, like, you know, Taylor Swift or Dave Grohl, like, suddenly, like, joined our class of the economy, it would be a culture shock,
absolutely.
Like, having to worry about money again. But, like, I feel like most people, and you know, Taylor and, you know, Dave Grohl included, forget just how privileged they are, and they've been privileged for so long that it's just normal to them. And so the fact, you know, that kind of mentality can rub off on your kids. And when your kids go out into the world, I mean, they haven't experienced the things you do. They didn't come up the way you did. Like, they came up as, I have money, I can do, you know, the things that I need. And so when they meet families and, you know, and gain friends that are in that class of, yeah, we can't do that. Literally, we just can't do that because we don't have money to do that.
Right.
You know?
Going back to the Reddit post, I'm also going to have to say, no, absolutely not that ginger kid 6'5", 3".
Oh, yeah. No,
you are not,
of course, not the a-hole. No. Nowhere, like... And granted, you know, we're two squarely middle class dudes, like, you know, so the perspective again is different, but having more money, people have to remember that just because you have more money doesn't make you any more of a human. It just means that you can afford to do other things,
right?
You know, like, you can afford to, like, you know, do all the heroin you want, because if you get caught, you can just pay them off. Like, whereas, you know, someone over on the streets of Dayton, you know, the capital of heroin, they can't, you know, kind of can. But, like, yeah, it bothers me how much, like, how much people forget just how fortunate they are. And, you know, and that's a shining example. So, no, the kid's not an a-hole. In fact, the kid's a hero. Like, especially because, you know, they grew up having opportunity. You know, they switched from a private school to a public school. And the fact that, you know, they kind of quickly gathered that, hey, man, I really am privileged, and didn't use that as a means to make themselves feel better. That's
big props for that ginger kid.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so continuing on, it was a good one. And
I want to find one where they are.
Same. Like, because I just want to berate somebody. Kind of like I berated the
Also,
dude.
I do want to give that ginger kid mad props. I read that post word for word.
Yeah. Thank you for, if you're going to post on any sort of social forum on the internet, please, for the love of God, know how to spell. If you were listening to last week's, and if you missed last week, you can actually go back on WELTFM.org and listen to the show from last week. And we're also going to start podcasting this soon. So, more info on that.
Well, nobody's asking.
Yeah. Nobody asked us to do this. We're just going to do it. yeah. So, you can go back and listen to last week's show on WELTFM.org. You can just you'll go to the calendar. You'll find Turn It Up. It should say Turn It Up Again. And, yeah, go from there. And you can listen to the last 2 weeks of programming. So we have...
We're a podcast?
We're a podcast? That has to be taken.
I'm going to look it up.
Well, while you're looking that up, let's not forget that, like, the best album of the year came out on Friday, in my humble opinion. And we're going to keep listening to a couple songs. This is a song called Mind Reader. They released this, like, forever ago, but I think it came after Degenerates, I want to say. Maybe before Degenerates. But it's still a great song. This is on the album You're Welcome by A Day to Remember, and it's on WELT right now. So, fun fact. I have a challenge for you. Not Greg specifically, but just in general, if you're listening, go to your Alexa enabled device. So you know, your Alexa, like, go up to it and say, "Hey Alexa." And I really hope that that activated everybody's Alexa. Of course, you can also listen to us on Alexa. I think you can pull that up.
Interesting.
We'll have to find out, but you know, I'd say we'd let you know, but, like, I mean, by the time you hear this, just let, you know, just figure it out. But go up to your device and ask Alexa to play the song Sun by N Ghosts. Because apparently what that translates to is to the sun by giving in to ghosts, which is the song that we just heard. One of those happy accidents that you're just like, okay, like, that's not what I wanted, but, like, I'm not upset either. Like, this is fine. That's how I discovered that song.
Okay.
And I discovered that the other night because I was like, yeah, I really want to hear, you know, this. Yeah, I really want to hear Sun, which is a song by N Ghosts that's on their album Erase, Rewrite. Also features Rory from Dayseeker.
It does. He has
A whole verse,
an incredible verse.
Absolutely,
those are the words I was looking for.
So yeah, that was that's how I found out about that song. So I have sad news.
We're at the end of the show, aren't we?
We have to yeet three songs because we're at the end of the show.
Oof.
Yeah, oof. Oof is right. But, I mean, we've had, you know, good conversation, and, you know, we had the Reddit post, which, you know, I appreciate. So, and really the only song that we're missing that we really wanted to get to is Everything We Need, which we've been playing a lot. So, I'm not the most upset. If anything, I'm upset that we couldn't do Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It's kind of looking, I was like, you know what this hour needs? More emo. And we didn't get it. But that's fine, because we got...
straight deep fried that.
That was the point. But anyway, and also I think we determined that we were going to probably start a podcast. Because that's what this has turned into.
It really has.
Yeah, and I'm not upset though. Like, we've had some good on mic chemistry.
We have. Are we also changing the name of this show?
Probably. Because
shoot that over to John.
Yeah, yeah. And we also have we had a meeting on Monday, so I'll definitely be like, hey, so I know we just changed the name, but like, this is a name that we're actually going to go with because our show is kind of taking a different direction. It's still the same content. We're still going to be live every Thursday. Well, not live. We're still going to air every Thursday night from 9 to 11. And, you know, we're still going to play music, obviously. But the more and more the show is going on and more I've kind of like, you know, established myself as a moderator and like a host of any sort of, you know, presentational project, like the more this has become a podcast and the more fun I've had with it. I mean,
right.
I'm the only thing that I'm really sad is that there's no way for me to legally, you know, essentially just take the show itself and move it over to a podcast form. Like, Anchor has that, which is, you know, going to be the site that we're going to use. But A, it would only make it available on Spotify. And even then, we still don't quite meet the criteria to be able to do that legally and safely without, you know, getting yeeted off the platform. And I'd rather not get yeeted off of platforms. I don't know if you've ever been yeeted off a platform, but it hurts.
It does.
Yeah. It's a long fall. Hurts many bones.
Indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was a thing that we decided over the last few minutes, but...
yeah, and like, it was when we were editing the last show, we realized we have become more of a podcast mm-hmm. than a music program.
Yeah. Well, I
just
mean,
because
like, we've
had to
we bridged the gap,
how many
really.
Songs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we've been doing that
for a while, but we've yeeted more songs in the last two episodes...
True.
...than... like cumulatively than we have over the last 10.
Right. That, I mean, yeah, I guess that's fair. And now that just sounds like we're breaking up. We're not breaking up. We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, we're still going to do the music.
New name incoming.
Yeah.
Plus our unedited ramblings will
yeah,
be available.
For sure. But yeah, so this has been fun. I've really enjoyed my time here and I can't wait to see what the future holds for me, you know? Just trying to go along with that bit. Yeah. It's whatever. But anyway, thank you for listening and for hanging out. Every Thursday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I got it right this time. This airs on WELTFM.org and also on WELTFM on your radio dial. So definitely check those out. That's where we have all the music. And we're going to start doing podcasts every Friday now. You know, so, but yeah, the WELT show is definitely what will air first, and then we'll have the podcasts, you know. So, yeah, there's that. You can join our band's Discord. We have a channel for the show, and I live stream during the show to that channel, and we just sit and hang out and chat, or hang out in the chat
yeah.
channel.
Plus notifications of when either of us go live on Twitch.
Yes.
And just general good people having good times.
Indeed, yeah. There's a lot of butts conversation, which I appreciate. A lot of food conversation, which I appreciate.
And kitters.
And kitters. We have a section for your pets, so you can show off your pets, because let's be real, we have like half our pictures are of our cats and various pets.
I don't have very many pictures anymore because I deleted all of them.
Yeah, I need to do that too. I need to actually post, like, we have like a Facebook album that I made specifically for Allie, and it's been forever since I posted to him. I have so many cat pictures that I actually need to post still. The life of being a content creator and, you know, backing everything up to the internet.
Right.
But hey, it's free. So, you know. But anyway, thank you again, like I said, for hanging out. We are turning it up again for... probably not very much longer. But we'll actually, you know, we'll make a whole presentation when that does change. So check out our social media for all of that information. Check out WELTFM on social media as well. We're Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Turn it up WELT, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And any last words?
I have some famous last words.
I have some famous last words too, but we'll talk about those famous last words some other time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what this last song is, otherwise I would just sell it.
Oh, you know what this last song is.
No, I forget what the song is.
Okay. But anyway, like I said, thank you for hanging out, and I would like to make a statement. And that statement follows thusly.